What we have is the pathophysiology showing that allergens on the left side drive EoE. And the resulting effects of this entire pathway are esophageal inflammation, remodeling, and dysfunction. And so you start with the allergens, and they can be food allergens like milk, egg, and wheat. There can be microbial factors, and that all interacts with the esophageal epithelium. The epithelial cells produce cytokines such as IL-33 and TSLP, and there are certain individuals at genetic predisposition for production of those cytokines, such as those with variants of the 5q22 gene. Those cytokines have impacts on T cells, on regulatory T cells and Th2 cells. And this is very important to remember that the T cell is a central gatekeeper of the adaptive immune response. Similar to other allergic conditions, it plays a pivotal role with EoE. And so you can see the Treg cell produces TGF-beta, which will result in the transcription factor SMAD being activated, and that will result in periostin, which is a ligand for integrins that support adhesion and migration of epithelial cells, with the downstream effect of remodeling long-term. With the Th2 cells, they produce the important cytokines for this inflammation of IL-4, IL-13, and IL-5. And IL-4 and 13 are important, as I'll illustrate on the next slide, for allergic inflammation, and they result in activation of this transcription factor STAT6. And what that can result in is activation of a member of the calpain family, calpain-14, which is an intracellular calcium-activated protease. There is a desmoglein, which is an adhesion molecule that is reduced in EoE, and the genetic variant that results in this is the 2P23. And the effect of this calpain activation is loss of barrier dysfunction. The eosinophil activation also contributes to that barrier dysfunction. IL-5 results in activation of the STAT5 transcription factor, and that upregulates eosinophils, which produce chemokine eotaxin-3, and that results in esophageal inflammation as well.